hello, everybody, and welcome to this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. I'm your host, Ben. Bit poorly this week. Oh, don't worry, though. We'll get through to the end of the show. No problem at all. And joining me for this first bit of this week's NPL show, it's a big welcome back to Mr. James Hayes, social media officer from the Northern Premier League. Hello, James. How are you?
Evening, Ben. Over in the health. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm not too good. I'm not too good. But Hot Vimto is on the way, so we should be okay. But later, as well as Hot Vimto, we'll also be joined by Luke Edwards, commentator for 26-0, as we'll be previewing this weekend's big matches in the Northern Premier League, Premier Division. But, James, while we've got you here, we might as well look back at all last weekend's results across the Northern Premier League, Premier Division. Big weekend for South Shields. Hyde United drawing 1-1 in their tough game away at Matlock Town. South Shields beating Belper Town in their own tough game away from home, 1-0, James. Tricky game for South Shields, but they got 3 points and they got 2 points more than Hyde United on Saturday.
Obviously, a huge boost now towards the title, especially after their own little slip-up last weekend as well. It's all forgotten about now, really, in that case.
Yeah, a good win there for South Shields on Saturday, and Hyde United, as I said, drawing 1-1 with Matlock Town. The gap now between South Shields and Hyde United is 9 points. South Shields do have 2 games in hand. What about the rest of the playoff positions at the moment? Hyde United, 3 points clear of the other 3 teams in the playoffs, who are all tied on 55 points currently. Warrington Town with a 2-1 win against Mask United on Saturday, a 2-2 draw for Warrington on Tuesday against an in-form Whitby Town. So Warrington in third position, James, 4 points inside the playoffs.
Yeah, again, another team making most of slip-ups. But again, with Warrington, that's 16 unbeaten. So I think they're rightly so in third position, especially if you look at the form table overall. I said it last week, they're picking up draws more than anything. But again, this is how you get up the table at this moment in time. Still 3 points behind on Hyde. But it puts them in the right position. And the little tri-series coming up with South Shields, Hyde and Radcliffe. So the ball's back in Warrington Town's court a little bit there.
It's not just Radcliffe, is it? And South Shields and Hyde that Warrington have got coming up. They've also got Bamber Bridge and they've got Marine. And Gainsborough. So what a run of games coming up for Warrington Town. Well, let's hear more now on the mood at Cantilever Park. And on Friday, I caught up with the assistant manager at Warrington Town. It's a welcome back to the show to David Raven. Well, Dave, a big thank you for joining us. And, congratulations on another unbeaten set of results. A win on Saturday, a draw against a tricky side in Whitby Town on Tuesday night. What's the mood like at Warrington Town at the moment?
The mood's good, yeah, as you'd expect. I mean, it's always been good, to be honest, all the way through the season. But, yeah, it was not something that we've ever, like, it's sort of, the media mentioned it to us, and it was like, oh, you're 10 unbeaten, you're 11, and stuff. And we it's the old cliche that you do take the one game at a time thing, and you do. They'll make me and Bees don't look further than 2 games ahead, so we can plan, you know, get someone to watch them, whatever it is. And then we don't look back, really, in terms of, like, you know, oh, that's 7-8 games unbeaten. But before you know it, you racked up 10, 11, and people start talking about it, and developed a little bit of confidence in the camp, and because we have been working on certain things that have, you know, helped towards it. And the lads have took it all on board and, like, worked super hard over the last, well, all season, to be honest. You know, they get the rewards for it. It's nice to see.
I mean, I interviewed loads of managers and players and coaches and stuff like that doing this show. And this season, one of the common themes is no one can get consistency apart from a couple of clubs towards the top end of the table. Everyone's struggling to get any form going. So I suppose the question has to be asked of yourself and Mark is, what's the secret?
Yeah, listen, there is none. It's hard work. It's as simple as that. I mean, we've always knew that we're working with a good group of lads, and we're looking at the goals we were conceding early on in the season. And a lot of them are like individual errors or, you know, avoidable goals where you think that's just a poor piece of defending, where we've ironed it out, we've looked at it, and eventually I think that sort of paid off. And we've cut out the individual errors, we've tightened up in certain areas. So it's just down to the lads. I can't say anything about myself and Bees. I mean, we look at it, we coach and we do our best. And I don't want to take away from what the lads do on a Saturday, how hard they work, how much they've bought into what we're trying to do. So it's purely down to them. It is always down to them. And when we need it, like a save off Tony or a latch this tackle off the line or something like that, you know, we're there to do it. And yeah, it is pleasing. There is no secret apart from graft, unfortunately. So I can't tell you anything more than that.
one of the things that's noticeable is obviously the number of draws as well. And when you get so many draws, I mean, they're just as good as victories when they start adding up. And is that another key element as well? When you're not necessarily playing great, you're still managing to get something from matches.
Yeah, I mean, we did, again, it's something we did mention, because we went through the season where we've always concentrated on performance and thought that, you know, the results do look after themselves. And there was a point in the season where we were playing very well and we weren't getting the results we thought we deserved. And then we knew there'd be a case where, you know what, that would probably be flip on its head, where we're not playing so well and we do get a result. And that has happened a couple of times. But, I mean, you know, you go back to Tuesday against Whitby, you come off feeling like it's a defeat, even though it is a draw, because if you're down to 10 men and we've hit the bar, hits the post, off the line, stuff like this, and you draw 2-2. So, you know, that's the swings and roundabouts of that. And again, you know, the message from us to the players was just, listen, don't be down about it. Repeat what you've done, because, you know, 9 times out of 10, you win that game. A couple of sort of freak goals where, you know, we haven't defended as good as we'd hoped at one end of the last few minutes of the game, and a freak first goal where it's just lobbed over Tony. So, yeah, it's one of them. Each game is different, but we like the fact we can grind out results when we need to. It's a good trait to have.
Now, you're third in the league table at the moment. Yeah. 4 points inside the playoffs, 3 points behind Hyde United in second.
Yeah.
How do you see things as we head towards, you know, because there's not many fixtures left of this season now, so you're in a good spot.
Yeah, well, we are, yeah, that's it. You know, it's let's be honest, it's tighter than cramp up there, isn't it? It's, you're going a little run. We've always said the team that puts the run together is going to be up there. And that's all it's a case of. We know what's left. We know what's required. You know, we're not stupid in that sense. So, yeah, we just can only look after ourselves, really. And that is, again, it's the other cliche. We can't look after, you know, referees, opposition, stuff like that. So, yeah, it's just a case of keeping things running, keeping things moving, and, yeah, seeing where it takes us, to be honest.
And in the 9 games remaining, one game at a time and all that, obviously, yeah. You've got Bamber Bridge this weekend. You've got Radcliffe in a couple of weeks. You've got Gainsborough at the start of April. At the end, the last 3 games, the Marine away, South Shields away, Hyde United at home. It kind of is in your own hands.
Yeah, I mean, your people, there's a couple of ways to look at it. A lot of people go, oh, you know, you're playing like a top 6 or 7 teams then. Well, brilliant, you know, for me, that's great. You need to be able to beat these teams. If you're going to achieve anything, then you need to be able to beat the best in the league. And that's the opportunity that's in front of us now. You know, can we go and beat the best in the league and see where it takes us? Because, you know, if we do, that's where we'll get to where we want to go. If we don't, then we don't deserve to be where we want to be. So, you know, it's quite nice that it is working out like that, really.
Yeah, and it's not just those teams, though, is it? It's also those teams that you've got to play down the bottom end of the table, like Morpeth, like Liversidge, like Ashton. They're probably worse than the Hyde United and South Shields of this world. Those matches.
Oh, well, yeah, yeah. I mean, it's just the mad thing that, like, when you get to this point in the season, it's such a level in terms of people are fighting for things. I mean, as you say, the Morpeth and the rest of it, you know, they're fighting to stay up, and it's just such tough, tricky games. Every game in this league is a hard game. So many variables, you know, with lads being part time and stuff like that, and everything else. There's so many variables that come into it. So that's why, you know, Bees has done a great job in terms of looking after lads, you know, with the minutes and everything else, and because we've needed to. But yeah, they're all tough. There's no team that we take any lighter than any other team. We give everybody the same respect, and that's the way it should be.
And to the immediate, obviously, like we said, Bamber Bridge this weekend. Even though they're in fifth, there's 3 teams on 55 points and they're one of them with yourselves. It's very close, isn't it, at the moment? But it is starting to stretch out a bit and there's not many games left. So this is a proper 6-pointer, dare I say it.
I suppose, yeah. I mean, it is because they're right near us. I mean, as I mentioned, they are all massive games, aren't they? But yeah, Bamber are good sides, you know. Again, we give them the respect they deserve by, you know, getting them washed and doing as much homework as we can on them. And I'm sure they've done the same to us, so it should be a good game. It should be a good game for neutral, because they like to play football, we like to play. So yeah, I'm looking forward to it. And as you say, there's a little bit more on it in terms of league position and points, then all the better for us, you know. It stimulates us.
And last question, Dave, just about the running more generally. Obviously Warrington have been here many times before, you know, there's bags of experience in that squad. But it's a tough division. It's a tough running, as we've discussed. It's certainly all to play for, though, at the same time. How much are you and Matt looking forward to this closing month or so of the season, and what's possible at Cantilever Park?
Oh, buzzing. Absolutely looking forward to it. We're just glad we're in a position now to have a go, you know what I mean? It's exciting, it's stimulating. We're going to put everything into it, all the hard work that we can. And yeah, really looking forward where we can go and where it takes us, because, as you say, we've done a lot of work this season. The lads have done a lot of work, and yeah, let's see where it takes us.
Good stuff. David Raven, assistant manager at Warrington Town, a big, big thank you for taking the time out of your day to join us on this week's show, and big good luck this weekend, and big good luck for the running.
Thank you. Thanks a lot. Cheers.
Warrington Town assistant manager David Raven there joining us here on this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. Bamber Bridge hosting Warrington Town on Saturday, and we'll have a full fixture preview with Luke Edwards later in the show. Radcliffe in fourth, and James, let's discuss Radcliffe in a bit more detail now. And for Radcliffe, a very good 3-1 win over Guiseley on Saturday. What a result that was. However, a defeat on Tuesday night to Atherton Coles. Atherton Coles picking up 3 valuable points to see them move away from the relegation places. Now 7 points clear of that relegation line, 1 point off that magical 40-point mark now for Atherton Coles.
Yeah, I mean, that was the 10th game unbeaten for Radcliffe. It got a result out of that one there at the same time. But Atherton Coles absolutely played Radcliffe off the park on the Tuesday night match. You can see they're really looking to try and take the old mantle off Barwell at this moment in time of being the team to absolutely go and ruin the top half of the table's form records. But Atherton turned up, and again, a valuable 3 points for them to stay out of that relegation fight at this moment in time too.
Let's have some post-match reaction from that victory for Atherton Coles at Stainton Park. And here's the Atherton Coles manager, Brad Cook, speaking to Atherton Coles' YouTube channel.
Brad, congratulations.
Thank you, mate.
When you look at that is an Atherton Coleridge performance, isn't it?
And that's what frustrates the life out of probably every fan that has come watching us this year, every player in that dressing room and every staff member, because that's what we know we can do. And that's South Shields. We drew away from home, should have won the game, arguably. You know, we've drew away from home at Warrington Town, you know, really close game. We drew away from home at Hyde. There's your top four with Radcliffe today, and them 3 draws there, arguably we could have won the game today. You know, I thought we deserved the win, don't get me wrong, but we had that little bit of slice of luck as well along the way, which we haven't been getting, you know, obviously the missed penalty and stuff. So, but all in all, I thought we're the better side. We've took 4 points now off a really, really strong side who's going to be in the playoffs. They're going to finish in the playoffs, there's no doubt about that. And that's, like I say, what frustrates everybody, because this team's a good side. We're a good side. We're young, we're fit, we're aggressive, and that's what we can do.
Marine on Saturday at home, you know, we always say no easy games, but are you looking to hopefully build that momentum now?
Yeah, I mean, we just focus on ourselves. I don't get involved in all the noise that's in and around, and, you know, people talking about this, people talk. It doesn't bother me one bit. We'll stay game by game. We've got points totals in our mind. And that's what we'll do, and it starts at Marine now. We need to go back to back. You know, I think that's, what's that, 3 out of our last 6 we've won. So that's, you know, positive, because we've turned in those draws into wins now. And we've got to go and do it again at home against Radcliffe. We've got 5 games in March, 4 of them at home. You know, so it's really in our hands now to see how many points we can get on the board throughout March. But that's a huge win. It's a huge win for the football club. It's a huge win for the staff who work tirelessly. And it's a huge win for the players, most importantly, because, you know, I know that they'll be feeling the pinch a little bit. So they can enjoy that tonight. I'm really pleased for them.
Brad Cook there, manager of Atherton Coles, speaking after that 2-0 win over Radcliffe on Tuesday night. And a link to Atherton Coles' YouTube channel is available in the description to this podcast. And a big thank you to the media team at Atherton Coles for that piece of audio there. Radcliffe in fourth position, on the same number of points as Warrington Town. Radcliffe do have a game in hand, 3 points behind Hyde United. They've got a game in hand over Hyde as well. I think the main story from Tuesday night's win is Atherton Coles now 7 points clear of that relegation line. But they bounce back from a defeat on Saturday. A 2-0 win for Bamber Bridge. Bamber Bridge back into the playoff positions. That's because they followed up that win on Saturday with another win on Tuesday. A 2-1 victory for Bamber Bridge at Liversidge. Bamber Bridge also on 55 points, the same as Radcliffe, the same as Warrington Town. Big week for Bamber Bridge, James. 6 points out of a possible six.
But the Tuesday night one, they had to fight back against Liberty Edge, who seems to be picking up a little bit of form. To Bamber Bridge, they left it very late on to get the winner there at the same time. Vital 6 points there, especially with the fight back from Tuesday night to get into the playoff positions now. It's a big detriment for them at the moment, is just getting that goal difference back in the positives.
I mean, they're one, but they're still on negative goal difference, just one though. So that was a good week for Bamber Bridge, certainly. Gainsborough Trinity picked up a valuable 3 points at the weekend, a 3-2 victory over Ashton United. That followed 3 consecutive draws for Gainsborough Trinity, and what a way to do it. I mean, Ashton United were 2-1 up in that game, and Gainsborough Trinity getting the 2 late goals to see Gainsborough pick up the 3 points. Quite a game and a really important win for Gainsborough Trinity. Sees them in 6th position, 4 points outside the playoffs. Let's get some post-match reaction from that victory at Hurst Cross on Saturday. And here's the assistant manager at Gainsborough Trinity, Darren Stamp, speaking to friend of the show, Rob Hughes.
Ultimately 3 points, and you've got to be proud of that.
Yeah, I mean, they've put us through the ringer there, aren't they, the lads? We said before the game, look, it was never going to be one of those where we're going to get it down, we're going to be playing our nice, smooth passing football. It was never going to be one of those games. And to be fair, the one thing we said at the start of the game, we're getting to the part of the season now where all that matters is 3 points. And it don't matter how it comes, it don't matter how it looks, don't matter what happens in those 90 minutes. It's about, well, 95 minutes, because if it was a league on 90 minutes from the start of the season to now, we'd be second. The amount of goals we've conceded in injury time. But yeah, to be fair, you look at what they've done, 2 bad goals again. We just said that in there. We can't keep conceding goals like that. But they've done what we asked them to do, and that was to find a way to get 3 points and to do it in that manner. Yeah, puts in front.
And what is it now? 10 games left to play? 10 cup finals?
Well, that's it. And like we said, now every game, all that matters is those 3 points. It can be ugly, it can be horrible, it can be windy, it can be bobbly, it can be a brilliant pitch and we play great football. It's irrelevant. For us, all that matters now is the 3 points, because over the course of the last week, we've played 3 games where we've been very, very good. Away at Bamber Bridge, then at home in the midweek against South Shields, then at home against Belper, and we'll come out with 3 points. That just shows you that now we're getting to that time where it doesn't matter how you win the games as best you can, and 3 points is going to be key for every game from now till the end of the season, and let's see where it takes us.
Assistant manager Darren Stamp there from Gainsborough Trinity speaking to Rob Hughes on Gainsborough Trinity's YouTube channel. And a big thank you to Gainsborough Trinity's YouTube channel for that piece of audio. A link to Gainsborough Trinity's YouTube channel is available in the description to this podcast. I mean, how important is that result, do you feel, for Gainsborough? They are unbeaten. It's quite an unbeaten run they're on at the moment now.
Yeah, they had that little 4-game losing streak that drops them out of the playoff position. But 3rd, 4th, 5th, isn't it? That's the question at this moment in time.
Yes, well, they're 4 points away from that top 5 at the moment. But Gainsborough Trinity on an unbeaten run and a valuable 3 points from Saturday. Matlock are in 7th. Matlock with that 1-0 draw against Hyde United. 5 points from the playoffs currently. Marine, they're in 8th. A 1-0 win for Liversidge, a home victory for Liversidge on Saturday afternoon. Obviously, Liversidge were beaten, as we discussed earlier, on Tuesday night by Bamber Bridge. Liversidge are 8 points from safety. They do have 3 games in hand over Stalybridge. I mean, they're not going to win every game, Liversidge, in the closing weeks of the season. But if they can pick up more wins than losses, then they might have a chance.
It's a great result there for Liversidge against Marine. Nathan Cartman, again, starting to find his old scoring boots a little bit too. But they're showing that fight to be able to potentially have a shot at getting out of that bottom four.
Yeah, a good 3 points for Liversidge on Saturday. Obviously, you know, they were playing Bamber Bridge on Tuesday, and 2 teams there chasing the playoffs. So I suppose if you asked Jonathan Rimmington at the start of the week, would you take 3 points? Pretty sure he would have taken the 3 points. Belper Town, I think Belper have got 2 interesting games coming up, haven't they, in the league? They're taking on Stalybridge Celtic on Saturday. On Tuesday, they've got Ashton United, and then they play Mask. So we're from Lee Atterbury last week. I mean, Belper Town aren't completely out of this relegation fight. That's for sure at the moment. Mask United, as we went to air last week, Carl Jarrett, it was announced, returned to Mount Pleasant. 2 games this past week. We've discussed one of them already. Mask United beaten by Warrington Town on Saturday. They were also beaten midweek by Lancaster City by 2-0. Lancaster have had a decent week. 2-0 win for them on Saturday against Whitby Town sees Lancaster up to 14th, now on 42 points. Nantwich Town, they were beaten by Morpeth on Saturday by 2-1. Brilliant result for Morpeth Town. Sees Morpeth up to 37 points now, 5 points ahead of Nantwich Town. That's how big that victory was. They've got games in hand as well. So that was a good week for Morpeth just gone.
Yeah, and again, a vital one. Again, that 5-point gap's the big talking point at this moment in time, especially with the fact that Ashton are starting to drop into that little bit of relegation fight too. And Stalybridge's form's dipping a little bit at this moment in time. It's going more to the point that 40 points might not actually be the safe mark this year, particularly without, again, a lot of 6 points coming up down the bottom end of the table. As I said last week, Old Mask, obviously time is running out to get that relegation fight, but the fact is, you look at their April, the destiny is going to be in their own hands as long as results go their way elsewhere, because the fact they've got Stalybridge, Morpeth, Nantwich and Liversedge to end the season.
Yeah.
And, again, still got Belper Town to play too. And Liversedge at this moment.
They've got Liversedge twice and Morpeth twice.
Exactly. So they've still got fate in their own hands a little bit.
And from a Nantwich Town perspective, obviously, Richie Sutton has left his role. We obviously had Richie on the show a few times this season, sending our best wishes. A big good luck to Richie in his next role. But Paul Carden makes his return to the Northern Premier League this week. That's big news.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, Carden's got a lot of experience at the top end of the table with his reputation from that the Cheshire area. He's got that pool of players available to be able to push forward and get Nantwich ready. They've got a very tough run in, but if you're going to have anyone to back them in that situation, Carden's one of the managers you want in their corner.
Let's discuss a couple of results above that relegation line. We mentioned Lancaster's results. They've had a brilliant week, propelling themselves well and truly into mid-table land, joining the likes of Whitby Town. But also Stafford Rangers have had a good week, haven't they? Stafford Rangers with a 2-0 win against Stalybridge Celtic on Saturday. It sees Stafford Rangers now on 43 points. And that follows on from that win over Lancaster City a week earlier as well. So it's been a good couple of results there for Stafford Rangers. And here's Stafford Rangers manager Matt Hill speaking to Stafford Rangers YouTube channel shortly after the final whistle.
Yeah, delighted. It has been a long time coming. You know, that word consistency and trying to replicate what we did the last game, previous game. I thought we did that, which is nice to see. So surface wasn't easy to play on. So we knew that, you know, we had to play balls into good areas. And we knew, obviously, our set plays, you know, were sprung from. And I thought we were a threat throughout the game.
Also, our first away win since the 5th of November. You must be relieved somewhat.
Yeah, like I say, you know, going to every game wanting to win games of football. Yes, it's either gone either way in terms of, you know, winning the game or not winning the game or coming out, like you say, coming out with nothing. You know, there's been times where I felt we've been really unlucky and haven't had the right results. But it just shows that togetherness. It just shows that belief that we have in each other with the squad and what I have with them boys over there. You know, I thought we dug in. I thought we were excellent. I thought when we had to do the ugly side, we did that well. And it's nice as well. We got that composure in front of goal to take 2 goals.
Yeah, we looked really together. Organisational-wise, we looked really good as well today. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, I agree massively. I think, you know, it's important to have good shape about us. I thought we had that. But then also, once we get the ball, we've got to be effective. And I thought when we play balls into good areas to our wide players, I thought even Kamen, to be fair, on the last man, I thought we're excellent. I thought every time that we went in behind, I thought there was something going to happen. And really pleased with the goals that we scored. But also, you know, as anything, we could have had 4 or 5. And that's not being exaggeration. You know, we had real good chances to really put the game to them. But overall, I'm delighted.
Matt Hill there, manager of Stafford Rangers, speaking after that 2-0 win at Stalybridge Celtic on Saturday. And a big thank you to Stafford Rangers YouTube channel for that piece of audio there. And a big thank you to the YouTube channels at Stafford Rangers, at Atherton Colls and at Gainsborough Trinity for their post-match interviews from last week. A big, big help. And a link to the YouTube channels that we've just mentioned there are available in the description to this podcast. And one last result to bring you from Saturday, and that was Warrington Rylands 0, FC United of Manchester 0, as predicted last week. A draw written all over it, and they finished the draw all square, and not much separating them at the start of the day, not much separating them at the end of the day. But big weekend to come. So James, how can people keep across it all?
So on Twitter with Northern Premier League, on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, and YouTube, official Northern Premier, and also with football web pages.
Good stuff. Well, James Hayes, social media officer from the Northern Premier League, a big, big thank you for taking the time out of your day to join us on this week's show. You have a lovely weekend and catch up next week.
No, same to you then. Thank you.
Well, a big thank you to James Hayes for joining us on this week's show. But it's now time to look into the future. And joining me here to look at this weekend's big matches in the pitching in NPL, Northern Premier League, Premier Division, it's a big welcome back to the show to Mr. Luke Edwards from 26-0. Hello, Luke. How are you?
Hello, Ben. How are you? I'm very well. Thank you. I sound better than you, I think.
Yeah, I'm a bit poorly this week, but don't worry. I'm a right little trooper, me dear listener. No worries at all. We'll get through to the end of this show. I do have to say, first mistake of this bit of the show, I did say the NPL Northern Premier League. That's really confusing, isn't it? But welcome everyone to the Northern Premier League NPL show fixture preview for this weekend. And Luke Edwards is with us. Obviously, South Shields have got this 9-point lead up at the top of the table. They've got two games in hand. South Shields this weekend, travelling to Mask United. It's looking a bit ominous for the rest of the league now, I feel. What's your thoughts from a Hyde United perspective?
Yeah, I mean, I think the players believe they can potentially catch them. South Shields haven't had a bad run as yet, though, really, have they? Like a really sort of like a four-game winless run. So you never know, do you? It's going to be tough. Mask will make it tough for them. Obviously, Carl Garrett's gone back in there. Problem is, he's not the players that he had at the start of the season when they started off well, but the pitch there's not the best. If they can utilise the likes of Adam Boyes and Tim Alilo well, then they'll give South Shields problems. But equally, they're not looking great at the minute. So the thing is, Mask will be up. As I say, it's a localish game, so Mask will be up for it. They've been getting decent crowds as well. Could be a banana skin. But to be fair, I thought that when they've gone to the likes of Atherton and Bell for South Shields, but they're finding a way to win 1-0 rather than blowing teams away, are they?
They remind me a lot of Warrington, but what we always say about Warrington. Just from a Mask perspective, you mentioned Kyle Jarrett coming in there. They have got four games in hand still.
Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, we always say about points on the board are better, but equally, it's weird because both South Shields and Mask have games in hand, don't they? Both teams know what they've got to do. Obviously, South Shields are in a much better position and they've got the points on the board, whereas Mask haven't. But Mask know that a couple of wins will put them out of the relegation zone, won't they? With a couple of games in hand and put pressures on the other teams. If they can get that win this weekend, or at least a point against South Shields, that'll give them a massive confidence boost.
Now, let's talk about Hyde United. Hyde United in second. They're, as we said, 9 points from top spot. They have played two games more than South Shields. When it comes to the playoffs, 7 points inside the playoffs, but the likes of Gainsborough, the likes of Matlock, Radcliffe, Bamber Bridge, they've got a game in hand on Hyde. But Hyde very much in a good position at the moment. In stark contrast to Nantwich Town, Hyde United travelling to Nantwich Town this weekend. Nantwich Town, Paul Carden, now in charge. 3 points from safety for Nantwich Town. It's a tricky game, this one, for Hyde.
Absolutely, it is, Ben. I mean, the results went for Hyde in midweek. You mentioned the games in hand. Radcliffe, they blew a game in hand, didn't they? They've got Warrington. They couldn't win either then on the same amount of games as Hyde. So Hyde go to Radcliffe next week, so that'll be a really big game. And as you mentioned, this game couldn't have come at a worse time for Hyde, really. It's weird. Managers, the opting to sack managers the week before they play us. Ryland did it. Well, Browns have done it twice now.
Berkey said this to me last week, yeah.
It's about four times now. Ryland have done it twice. I think this is the second time Nantwich have done it. The big thing for Hyde is you've got three out suspended as well, three key players. We're a bit short on numbers at the minute. And Nantwich, as I say, not only have they got a new manager, but they brought in Paul Carden, who knows his level. So they'll be really organised, hard to beat. And it's a scary game, if I'm honest.
But it's also, when you tie into the fact, we'll give it a plug, by the way, at the end of this fixture preview, for those of you who can't make the game, this game will be live on 26-0, of course. But I'm going to suggest as well, given the players who are absent, that you'll be thankful that the teams beneath you in the league table have all got pretty tricky games themselves. I mean, Warrington Town, they're taking on Bamber Bridge. Proper playoff 6-pointer, that one, isn't it? And Radcliffe are travelling to Whitby Town, which is a very, very tricky game, to say the least. And Gainsborough and Geyser go head-to-head. So I suppose that when you look at it, there's a chance here for South Shields to really open up a bit of a lead, isn't there? With those games that are pretty tricky for everyone beneath them.
Yeah, that's a big thing. Now, the teams below Hyde all play each other, as I say, but Hyde have got Radcliffe and South Shields in the next 2 weeks as well. So And like I say, Warrington, Bamber Bridge have got Macaulay Wilson suspended. He's a big for them. I think last time he was suspended, he didn't win. I think he lost all three games in which he was suspended. So he's a big miss for them. Warrington be kicking himself that they didn't beat Whitby on Tuesday. Whitby were down at 10 men as well, yet Whitby managed to scramble and equalise at a death. And like you say, they're in really good form and they host Radcliffe, and Whitby's pitch isn't the best. They'll admit that themselves. So that'll work to Whitby's advantage. They've pulled away from the relegation zone now. They're 9 points clear, aren't they? So I don't think they'll go down. If anything, they'll be looking to get into the top 10 and really consolidate.
Just outside the playoffs, obviously you've got Gainsborough Trinity. We mentioned it already. Gainsborough travelling to Guiseley this weekend. I mean, that was a mammoth win for Gainsborough last Saturday, just to put them... I mean, because this is the thing, isn't it? The gap between fifth and sixth all of a sudden is 4 points, which... is, I think, the widest it's been all season long. I mean, it's been very close, certainly in the top six, top seven, top eight neck of the woods in the league. So that feels like a big win for Gainsborough last weekend. How important is this game for Guiseley as well, though, given the fact they were beaten last weekend, and all of a sudden it's 7 points to the playoffs for Guiseley now?
Yeah, and if Gainsborough win this game, then they'll go on to 54 points. So then they'll be 6 points clear of Guiseley, won't they? And Gainsborough will have a game in hand on them. So they had a really good bounce after Paul Phillips, didn't they? I think they've only lost, I was only the fourth defeat in sort of 10 games that they've had under Paul Phillips. A lot of wins in there, don't get many draws. But at home, Guiseley are quite tough. You know, the crowd really get on the opposition back as well, and they'll make it tough for Gainsborough. But Gainsborough are really good away from home, and they know how to tough it out, as you mentioned. They showed that at Ashton last week.
Yeah, and well, Gainsborough taking on Guiseley this weekend at Nevermore. Team in seventh is Matlock Town. They're hosting Ashton United. The gap between Matlock Town and the playoffs is now 5 points. For Ashton United, they're 5 points above the relegation line at the moment. They do have a game in hand. A win for them and Ashton United suddenly get to the magical 40-point mark. We can have that debate whether that you feel that will be enough to gain survival this season, given the games in hand that Mask have got and Nantwich Town having a new management bounce potentially. This feels like a big game for both clubs this weekend, Matlock and Ashton.
Absolutely, I saw Matlock last weekend. Was really impressed with them, and they were good. Like I said, they were good until they went behind, really, and then it was fairly even. But second half, they were putting the pressure on. Really impressed with the Maid up front, gets in behind a lot, and they've still got an experienced defence. But they just went and kind of went to this back five and sat in. You can see Martin Carruthers waving him forward, trying to like get him out. And he sort of said that afterwards that they sat too deep. They nearly held out at South Shields the week before. It was 10 minutes before the end when Hyde equalised, and like I say, Hyde had one cleared off the line. But so, I think up to the week before, between the South Shields and the High game, he scored 3 goals away at Staley Bridge. And I think Berg said that's the first time he'd done that. So it's going to be an interesting game. And not Ashton, surprised at how they've been recently. They looked like they were going to get all 3 points against Gainsborough. But they've only won two of the last, well, this year. They've only won two in 2023. They beat Rylands in Steve Cunningham's first game, and then he had a win at home to Morton. Since then, they've lost three of the last four. So they're not in great form, and they do score goals, Ashton, and Matlock don't score goals. But if Matlock get the first goal, it could be hard for Ashton. So I don't really know what's going to happen, if I'm honest. Probably a draw.
Draw, yeah. That's the tip for all aspiring pundits out there and journalists. If you're not too sure how it's going to fall, just say draw. That's the
and
best
I could have used about 10 words then instead of used about 100, didn't I?
What about Marine? They're travelling to Atherton Coles this weekend. Huge win for Atherton Coles on Tuesday night, but they've had that capability all the way through the season. When it looks like they're getting dragged into the relegation battle, they just pick out a win out of nowhere, and that just, you know, propels them away from it all. And that looks like what happened on Tuesday night, certainly. Marine, obviously, this weekend travelling to Atherton Coles. Marine are 6 points outside the playoffs. They do have a game in hand. The pressure's not off Atherton Coles just yet, but you do feel like the pressure would have been really on if they hadn't got those 3 points on Tuesday. But it's still going to be a tough game for Marine, regardless.
Absolutely. I mean, Marine, at the start of the year, when they lost three on the bounce, didn't they? And then they had a really good run after that, winning four of the last six. But then, surprisingly, lost at Liversidge last week. Liversidge had won two on the bounce after they lost at Hyde. But Yeah, a bit of a surprising result that, and it might just give them a bit of a reset that they need. I mean, Marine have been one of the best teams that Hyde have played this season, and that they were pretty relentless. And they have still got two games in hand on Hyde, but they are 9 points behind them. And they have a game in hand on the likes of Radcliffe as well. In fact, they've got two games in hand on most teams above them. So they're not out of the playoff race yet, but they can't afford to sort of burn these games that they've got to catch up in. They have got capability, although Hayden Campbell's a big loss for him. He went to Pearson Acton, didn't he? Don't score an amazing amount of goals, did he? They're really solid defensively. Only conceded 28 goals this year. Only South Shields have conceded less than them. So that's what their sort of foundation's built on, really.
Yeah, it's a great record, actually, isn't it? The defensive record for Marine this season. Atherton calls for Marine this weekend. What about FC United? They're in 10th, 10 points from the playoffs now. It's not been the best of starts to the year. Not really got a consistent run going at FC United with all the players leaving and stuff. But they're taking on Liversidge. Liversidge, brilliant win on Saturday. A defeat, admittedly, against Bamber Bridge on Tuesday. They have got three games in hand. They're 8 points within the relegation places at the moment. A win for Liversidge this weekend will be handy for the Yorkshire side. For FC United, I mean, what do you think?
Well, it's funny, Ben, you said, what about FC United? Well, what about FC United?
You're asking me.
Yeah. I mean, it's funny. I mean, we chatted about this, didn't we, on the phone the other day. The goals have dried up since Regan Linney's left. And I think we could be looking at a high-scoring game because when Liversidge came to Hyde, it just complete opposite to when we played them earlier this season at home when they hardly laid a glove on Hyde and had to wait until they went 2-0 down. They flew out of the trap. Could have been 2-0 up. But then they're really open at the back. Oh, you feel it could be another bit like FC against Hyde, you know, where both sides are on the attack. Liversidge will come out on the attack. FC will probably look to hit him on the break. And then vice versa. So I think FC may well prevail. I think it could be something like a 3-2, though.
Obviously, FC United in 10th at the moment, in mid-table land, you could say. This next game is an archetypal mid-table game as well. Stafford Rangers taking on Warrington Rylands, 11th, travelling to 12th. Both teams on 43 points. The goal difference, it's not too far off, is it? They've got identical records. It's got draw written all over it. But I suppose Michael Clegg's gone into Warrington Rylands. He's had two games now back-to-back against teams pretty much at the same part of the table. And for Stafford, well, it was looking like it was going to be a bit nervy, but now not so much. So should be a nice laid-back affair, this one.
Yeah, they won't see it that way, will they?
No.
I mean, as you mentioned, I think Stafford had a run of one win in eight and the rest of those were all the seven of those were defeats, weren't they? Since then, they've recovered. Since the defeat at Guiseley, they've recovered to win two, draw one. Warrington Rylands, since Jody Banning's went, has only won one game. That was away at Hyde, typically, when it was the first game in charge for Dean Furman as caretaker manager. And then they've not won since, and they've not scored since. So this could well be a tight affair, couldn't it? Because I think, obviously, Cleggie's got him tightened up. There's a lot of players who he'll look to bring in the summer. Stafford, as you say, just mid-table, but they have had a good couple of wins recently and they've scored more than one as well in the last two games. So if somebody does win, I think it's going to be a 1-0, but the smart money's on the draw, isn't it?
Yeah, and obviously those two going head-to-head. We mentioned Whitby Town's game already. They're hosting Radcliffe this weekend with an opportunity, we should say, for Whitby to go into 10th. In the league table, which, you know, a month or so ago would have been pretty unimaginable. But here they are rising up the table. As of Lancaster City as well, I mean, Lancaster this weekend, start of the day, 1 point behind Whitby, a point behind Stafford, a point behind Warrington, and just 3 points behind FC United. Lancaster taking on Morpeth Town this weekend. Morpeth 5 points clear of the relegation places with a game in hand. That 2-1 win over Nantwich Town last week, that's the definition of a six-pointer right there. And you can see what it means when you look at the league table a week later.
Yeah, massive win for them. I mean, Morpeth's away record since they come into this division hasn't been great. And that seems to be their Achilles heel. But this year, they haven't been as winning as many at home either. Like I say, it's a good five-point cushion that they've got. For Lancaster, I know when I did the monthly NPL show, everyone was saying Lancaster could be one to watch and you know, for being dark horses getting in the playoffs, not really materialised, has it? But there's a touch of the Staffords about it, isn't there? You know, with them getting the top 10, great, but they're probably not going to, unless there's a collapse from a couple of teams above them, they're not really going to hit the playoffs, I don't think, are they?
Lancaster comfortably mid-table land. I think that's safe to say, but 10 points ahead of Nantwich Town. And one last game, actually, to talk about from the weekend. And that takes us back towards that relegation line. This is a huge game. Stalybridge Celtic taking on Belper Town. Good effort from Belper Town last week. We obviously heard from Lee Attenborough on last week's show as well. But the gap between Belper Town and survival, which is where Stalybridge Celtic are at the moment in 18th position, is 13 points. You do feel, Luke, that this is a must-win for Belper.
It is, yeah. It's a must-win for Belper. And I was really impressed with how they played against Hyde. And a lot of time for Lee Attenbury, he speaks really well. He's very calm and measured in what he says. And again, last week, he played well against South Shields and he was disappointed that they didn't get the result. It's scoring goals for them, which I think is a bit of an issue in taking the chances. They've certainly tightened up, conceded a lot less than... I know they conceded 70 this season, but the last few games, they don't seem to concede as many as Liversidge, Mask and Nantwich. So, like I say, I think if Belper can win, Liversidge lose, it suddenly puts the pressure on Liversidge and Mask if Mask don't beat South Shields. Stalybridge as well, they after a good run for them. They won't feel safe yet, will they? Especially with Nantwich behind them.
And we should say there are some matches on Tuesday night as well. Ashton United taking on Belper Town. Belper have got an opportunity to really put the cat amongst the pigeons, haven't they, in the next couple of games. Liversidge, they'll be taking on Lancaster. Mask against Morpeth seems like a big game. And we've got that tricky game for South Shields away at Matlock Town as well. Matlock, you know, if they get 6 points in the next two games, then they're back well and truly into the playoff mix, aren't they? But it is starting to stretch out a bit, this league, and it'll be very interesting to see what the league table looks like on next week's show. But Luke, just before you go, just a quick plug for your work. 26-0 this weekend, covering another vitally important game, Nantwich Town against Hyde United on Saturday. How can people tune in if they can't make the game in person?
MixLR.com/26-0, and it's Berkeley's first game since we lost at home against Rylands. We've been unbeaten since, so there's a lot of disappointment that he's back.
Oh, Berkey, those are the views of Luke Edwards, not those of the MPL show.
He knows my views, don't worry.
But Luke, a big thank you for joining us. You have a lovely weekend, and catch up again very soon.
Cheers, Ben.
And a big thank you to Luke Edwards from 26-0 for joining us on this week's show. But that's it for the Pitching In NPL show for another week. Remember, for all the latest goings-on from the world of the Northern Premier League, you can visit the website www.thenpl.co.uk. But I'm in Ben, and you all make sure you all have a lovely and safe weekend. Bye-bye.